As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
It's 5 o'clock.
Come on. Thank you all for being here, and for all of you tuning in across the country.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
That's a tribute to you,
the fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday at your sports bros. Rop and Suk. I'm Rop.
Sada.
Big Suk's right over there.
Right here.
Oh, dude.
Look at him. Short timer. He's off to Italy tonight.
Yeah, I've actually paid way more attention than I thought I was going to today, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, we'll see how this goes for the next 2 hours. But as of right now, I'm still engaged.
Ryan Buckley is here.
And it makes me sad.
Sorry.
His chance to shine this week.
That's right.
After you leave. Andrew Nemec will be in here on Thursday for the draft.
His time to shine. This is like his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've met someone who likes the draft more than he does. I will say that Juan Soto just hit a 3-run home run against these stupid Phillies. Oh, I
About
love it.
About time he did something.
I'm starting to get it cooking. Hey, my Mets are on a roll, man. Soto's got it going a little bit. So, anywho.
Didn't he step in it the other day?
Well, yeah, he was. Well, he's off. He got off to a horrible start in like the first 10 to 12 games. And then someone asked him about it, and he said, well, last year I had the best hitter in baseball behind me, and he basically said that it was harder to hit with the crappy Mets than it was because they didn't have Aaron Judge. The problem with that was Pete Alonso's hitting behind him, and Pete Alonso's off to one of the best starts in Major League Baseball.
So shut up, Juan.
Yeah, zip it, Juan Soto.
Is he a donkey?
Yeah, he is. Let me just state for the record, I love Juan Soto, and I'm glad he's a Met. But if he wasn't on the New York Mets, I would regularly tell you that that dude is a giant douche canoe.
Could they
but he's
sew
douche
his mouth shut?
I would like that.
For $760 million, you'd think they'd be allowed to.
Yeah, but no, right. He will be a guy, I promise you, that the Mets over the years, Mets fans, will have a love-hate relationship.
I've already heard some Mets fans calling him Juan Soso.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
but,
what I'm going to start
But he's got to go. The last handful,
he's good.
He's picking
And
it
they're
up.
Good. Yes. Yes. Whatever.
And again,
but he's overpaid.
They overturned it.
Not a home run.
Yeah, they called
Why?
It foul.
So he is just so-so.
It went right over the foul pole, and I guess they...
That's the very definition of so-so.
You couldn't put it a foot to the left, Juan? For God's sakes. He's going to strike out now.
Well, coming up tonight in the club, I have news of a lion attack.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, is a lion attack ever good? I mean...
Well...
Has, like, Hitler ever
Sometimes we root for the lion attack.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, like, if Hitler had been mauled by a lion.
Or like, the big game hunter
The
guys.
Big game hunter, yeah.
In this instance,
not so
you good. Don't really ever hear about this.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but not a lot of lions on our soil.
Well, it's not here, dummy. But you don't really ever hear about it where lions exist in the wild.
No.
And I have a very... So out of the entire story that I will lay out to you, it's really quite sad.
Yeah.
But the lion got to eat, I guess.
Oh,
I mean, there's always a silver lining.
Find something good.
But there's one thing in the story that is absolutely perplexing to me.
Okay.
And we'll see if you can pick it out.
I also have something to discuss because something landed in my living room this weekend that I was not expected. And it was a big fan of dead animals, and we need to discuss it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, suddenly a lot to get to.
Not prepared. Not prepared for hot dead animal like news right on my doorstep, but there it was.
So that'll be the club, 6-7. Coming up this hour, we'll get back to hot NBA playoff talk. We have to discuss the greatness that is Russell Westbrook. God. And listen, I hate to do this, okay?
Then don't, but do it.
No, we're going to do it.
All right, what are we doing?
Because we have courage here.
All right, what do we have in courage?
I cannot name this segment anything else, so this is not my fault.
Okay.
We will have a segment that will be titled, Put a Big Black Baby in Me. I'm sorry. Black dumb. I'm sorry. It's just.
That's going to be the segment?
That's the name of the segment. Wow. Black, please. Thank you. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You
I,
don't?
I don't either.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't
wow.
think I want. I think I no, blocked you, it out of
what's
my.
What's the name of the segment again?
Put a big black baby in
it. Can't wait to see where this goes.
Yeah. Tune in to find out.
I can wait to see where it goes. I feel like no, we I should wait a long time to see where this goes.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com.
Why are you going there?
Number five.
Boston Marathon means early baseball at Fenway, where the Red Sox got seven strong from Walker Buehler in a 4-2 win over the crappy-ass White Sox. Chicago is now 5-17.
It's not good.
The only team worse is the Rockies. As for the marathon, we had 31-year-old Kenyan Sharon Lachetti set the course record.
What?
2 hours, 17 minutes, 22 seconds. And by the way, Rock Chalk. Apparently she runs for Kansas.
Oh, okay. So you're telling me that a Kenyan, good at marathon running.
And in a stunner on the men's side, Kenyan John Corer takes the title.
Who saw it? Who could have seen it?
Second Nobody. Fastest time in race history. He ran 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 44 seconds.
What is that per mile?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. We've talked about this. That's crazy. That is the most shocking thing to me, is that they're able to run that pace for 26 miles.
2 hours. So let's say you're playing nine holes.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Some guy just ran a marathon in the time you played nine holes.
Number four.
I can't process that. I did see someone the other day that ran a marathon in a casino. They started drinking and just wandering the casino until they had done 26 miles.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of a fun little bit.
UCLA quarterback Joey Aguilar is now entering the transfer portal after the Bruins landed Nico Imalalala.
Not going to play for Tennessee.
By the way, it looks like that was a 4 minute and 52 second mile time.
That's
for 26.2 miles.
That's just, that
it's
is
not
the,
even human.
It is the most amazing accomplishment to me in all of athletics.
The fun twist here is that Tennessee is interested in Joey Aguilar.
I love this.
He set school records at App State before transferring to UCLA. He's only been on campus there for 3 months. He was projected to be their starter, but now that UCLA got Nico, he may go to Tennessee.
I want this Aguilar kid to go to Tennessee, lead them to an 11-win season, an SEC title, and Nico to go to UCLA, and they're going to win 4 games. So enjoy your time at UCLA.
I heard, well, I didn't hear. I read someone on Twitter.
Number three.
A college football guy whose name I can't remember. Say the most perfect thing here would be that they both, one goes to Tennessee, one goes to UCLA. Mm-hmm. They meet in a bowl game and they both opt out.
Yes.
Cherry on top.
The perfect microcosm of our times.
Civil suit in a Nevada court accuses former NFL tight end turned media personality Shannon Sharp of rape and sexual battery. Ooh. The accuser was in a consensual relationship with Sharp, but maintains he was abusive, filmed them without her knowledge and raped her twice. He claims this is nothing more than a shakedown. She wants $50 million.
Whoa.
Her attorney is Tony Busby. He's the same guy behind the massage therapists of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Don't know what to make of these. He said, she said, $50 million is a ton of money. I'm going to not just... I'll punt on this until some more details come out. But yikes.
What if there was a text message from her to him that said, I want a big black baby in me? What?
Stop it!
It's true!
Stop it!
These are facts!
Stop it!
These are Number sports two. Facts. More on that later.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
As expected, Cooper Flagg announces he is entering the NBA draft. He will be the number one pick. Three teams with a 14% chance of landing that pick in the draft lottery next month are Utah, Charlotte, and Washington. Blazers lost their coin flip with the Suns, therefore they fall to the 10th best odds. They now have a 3.7% chance of the top pick, falling dramatically from 3.8%.
Oh man, that one coin flip. I still can't believe that. What a wasted season to end up basically with the 10th pick. So depressing.
You accomplished nothing.
Yeah, you tanked for Donovan Klingon.
Hey, but those 2 weeks were really fun.
But you're... Exactly.
You're nothing but a hater.
No, actually, I'm rooting
no,
for
you're
them.
A hater. It's just... Only haters say that.
You were willing to tank for Scoot Henderson and Donovan Klingon, but you're not willing to tank for Cooper Flagg or Ace Bailey or Harper's
kid. Sean's had to coach for his job. Makes now sense. They got that arrow trending up.
Totally makes sense.
Come too far together to stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
We have two games tonight in the NBA playoffs, New York and Denver. Both at home looking to take 2-0 series leads on the Pistons and Clippers. Meanwhile, Damian Lillard upgraded to questionable for Game 2 of the Bucks series with the Pacers. That game is tomorrow. Elsewhere, the Hawks have fired general manager Landry Fields. Three-season tenure included a losing record and just one playoff appearance. And from the world of stick and puck, Kraken have fired their coach, Dan Bilsma.
Bilsma.
Yeah, it was not a good year.
He sucked.
Well, they thought that maybe the Kraken were on a nice upward trajectory like the Knights when they came in. It's good. Not so good. So he out.
What a loser.
Yeah, you got canned. Although I can't say anything because the Detroit Red Wings did not make the postseason for the 10th straight year. So. We already fired our coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You can get Dan Bilsma.
Oh, we got a new one. He's actually at a... It was better. We fired the old one midway through the year.
There's your Hot 5-5. It's brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victoricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. Back to our NBA playoff reach around next on The Fan. The Rockets definitely don't suck, but they had a rough game one.
Yes, sir.
We talked about Joe Mazzulla. We have yet to talk about my Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
And I think we always sort of, I think we just naturally, any team that fires their coach but then goes to the playoffs, like we don't really give the interim much chance, you know?
Wow. Well, there's a reason why. I mean, you fire your coach. I mean, things aren't going great.
Right, but...
Well, and they fired him right with a handful of games left in the season.
With Denver, you know, I mean, I don't know. Should we be taking them more seriously, even though they have an interim coach?
I mean...
Jokic and...
Yeah, I mean, look, you have the best player in the world, right? So when you have the best player in the world, you're always in it. But... I think when you look at the roster construction, and this is kind of half the problem, is that, you know, that Malone was griping about is that they've been cheap and haven't brought in the guys to surround the best player in the league. And then you're dealing with Jamal Murray that may or may not be completely healthy. It just doesn't feel like it's there. Take him seriously, sure, but I just. It doesn't feel like that. That's a real contending team, but they stole one from the Clippers.
Well, the big thing there is Adelman having to decide between Russell Westbrook and Michael Porter at the end of games.
Exactly right.
And Westbrook is just—he is so messy.
Yep.
And
he
crappy.
He played more minutes than Porter did.
But yet, he's amazing. Like he can make amazing plays.
Westbrook is the.
Who
he's
is
the,
his
He's
comp?
The worst best player in NBA history.
Give me his comp. Well, you know, the other day we were doing the NFL, NBA comps.
Yeah.
Who is Russell Westbrook's NFL comp?
Well, that's, I think we, that was the Kyler, or no, Kyler Murray was Trae Young. Because Russell Westbrook, he's way better than Trae Young. I mean, he's an MVP for God. It's like Cam Newton.
Is he Lamar Jackson?
Nah, Lamar's better. I mean, Lamar's truly special. I think it's like Cam Newton. Cam Newton won an MVP. Russell won an MVP. They put up ridiculous numbers, and they do things that you're like, oh, my God, not many people can do. Yet at the end of the day, you don't really want the ball in their hands with the game on the line, although it worked out well, you know, for Denver this time. The guy came through in the clutch, but it's that. He's kind of an idiot.
He
dresses like a jackass. He thinks he's way better than he is, even though he is an MVP. I feel very good about that. He's Cam Newton.
He's so weird because he tries to lose it for you just as much as he can help you win it.
See Cam Newton.
So he's like, because they did list of him in the last few minutes of the game. Okay, so he's in there and Porter Jr. is not.
Yeah.
Offensive rebound put back, 3:37 left in the fourth quarter. Missed transition layup leads to Clipper free throws on the other end with 3 minutes left. Wide open layup off well-timed cut into the paint, 2:52 left. Okay, 24 seconds left. He hits the corner three to take the lead. Discombobulated final possession of regulation without getting a shot off. Misses a layup at the rim that turns into Nuggets free throws with 10 seconds left in overtime. And he forced the turnover on the inbound play on James Harden with nine seconds left. Yeah. So a lot of good.
A lot of bad.
Some bad.
Yeah, it's just, he's a roller coaster.
He is so messy.
Yes. And at this point in his career, I just... And maybe this is ultimately why I don't take Denver seriously. Dude, they play like seven guys. And one of those guys they have to rely on is Russell Westbrook. And I'm just not convinced that when you have to rely on 35 minutes of Russell Westbrook, that is going to go your way.
Well, but they haven't really all year. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, I have not watched a ton of Nuggets, but yeah, they play like a seven-man rotation, and Westbrook is a big part of that.
He's essentially supposed to lead their second unit when Jokic comes off the floor and like be a big catalyst for what they do, but it's hit and miss.
I mean, the only guys, like, I'm looking down on the bench, they played Peyton Watson 14 minutes, they played Jalen Pickett 5, and Westbrook played 34.
But Porter was like 25 minutes or something,
went
1 for 4, like absolutely non-existent.
Nothing.
So, non-existent.
Yeah. I just...
I don't know. They're weird.
They are weird.
But again, you're right. You probably shouldn't worry about them.
They have the best player in the league, and that gives you hope, but I just don't think that they are nearly balanced enough when you look at some of the better teams. And so I just don't think a lot of people have faith in them. Someone saying Westbrook is Brett Favre. I could see that.
I get that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah, that's pretty good comp.
Uber talented and will throw for 375 yards, but also two of the worst interceptions you've ever seen.
And as he aged, the bad got more significant than the good.
Yeah. I wouldn't want Russell Westbrook. How many times now, like, Westbrook has a little bit of that Carmelo Anthony feel. He's moved around so much at this point because he's still useful and he's still a mercenary. But again, when you turn to Russell Westbrook, it's because you don't have other options. You're like, I don't know, and you kind of have to clear the floor for him a little bit and just be like, because when he's on the floor, he still thinks that he's an MVP.
By the way, watching the Astros game right now, they're playing the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And they have the great Kelvin Sampson in the booth.
Oh.
And he is wearing an old red ratty Houston polo.
Oh, my. That
much like he's coaching.
Yeah, it's...
Now,
it's,
they've thrown an Astros jersey over it.
But you can still see
it. But it's there.
Yeah. He's wearing a polo shirt underneath the
under
jersey.
His Astros jersey.
Boy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I don't think he came with the Astros jersey. It's
yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
They gave it to him.
There's not a rougher look than when you're wearing the collared shirt underneath a sports jersey. So which is worse, the collared shirt underneath the basketball jersey or the collared shirt underneath the baseball jersey?
Well, I'm going to go basketball because basketball, the
sleeveless.
Well, I guess you can make a case that sleeveless is good because you already have sleeves on the other one.
I just always enjoy when you see the business guy at the game and he buys the jersey. He's like, I'll just put this right over my work attire and no one will be the wiser.
Always an old white guy. Isn't
always.
It?
Always, always, always.
All right. Well, tonight the Pistons lead the Knicks. They are late second quarter. Pistons are up 8. We got Clippy's Nugs. And then tomorrow...
Hey, by the way, both of those games, but the Pistons and the Knicks and the Clippers Nuggets were great game ones.
Yeah.
No one notices the Pistons and the Knicks because, well, it's Pistons and the Knicks. But like you said, the Clippers Nugget game was bananas.
Tomorrow we have Bucks, Pacers, Damian Lillard now questionable.
Yeah. And I don't know if you watched any of it, but the Bucks got their asses handed.
I told you, my Pacers.
Yeah, dude, they got drilled in that game. And I'd like to know that Doc Rivers, in rare Doc Rivers form, coming right out of the gate. You want to talk about who's the Russell Westbrook of NBA coaches? I give you Doc Rivers.
Amen. Yeah.
He is. Earlier we were saying death, taxes, and overreacting to a game one of a best of seven.
Mm-hmm.
How about death, taxes, and Doc Rivers in the playoffs?
Exactly. You know what you're getting.
God. And yet they'll probably win the series and make people think they're going to make a run and then
we'll see what happens
with a 3-1 lead.
We'll see what happens. But they got drilled by the mighty Indiana Pacers.
Then we have Grizzlies Thunder. Should be a barn burner there. And then Timberwolves Lakers game two.
That one I'm excited about to see if there's a...
Lakers should bounce back, right?
I would think so. Memphis, by the way, lost by 51.
Yeah. You know what? I looked at a live bet on that game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City. They were up, I think they were up 11. It was early, right? Mm-hmm. And the live bet line was 19. And I went, oh my God, 19?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they won by 51.
What is the spread on this?
15. Yeah,
14 and a half.
Yeah. I ain't touching the Grizzlies.
No. Oh, I was going to say, you're not touching that. I'll take a.
Nah, I don't like
that. There's no value in 14 and a half.
Well, in hindsight, there was value on 19.
That's what I'm saying. I like this. But I'm going to wait and see if Memphis can get out to a hot start, get up like 10 to 2, and then live bet. Get that line down to like 11.
Yeah, they're not that stupid. They ain't taking that thing down.
Lakers by 5.5. A lot of people believe in LA.
Laker money is heavy.
Yeah.
At the sports books.
Yeah. 5.5 LA fee.
Heavy.
I might like the points there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, give me Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, they could win that game outright. Give me the points
for sure. That's a lot of points.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Considering that they just got drilled, and Luka played. I mean, Luka had 37 and 8, and they still got drilled. But again, that's Luka's fault if you listen to the national talking heads.
All right, it's time now for a segment regrettably titled Put a Big Black Baby in Me.
Just not ready for that segment. I'm not. Not ready to have a...
Well, you have 4 minutes.
Got to brace myself.
Feels great, baby.
There's your boy.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. Can we get
He's
him?
Got the Houston...
Like, that's the Jordan brand. Can we... Someone out at Nike, can we get him... A real polo
shirt?
Well,
I think it's what you guys brought up before, where it's like, I think that this is, he just prefers this one from 4 or 5 years ago. I bet he has newer stuff. He just doesn't wear it.
Yeah, he wants it this way.
Can someone go into
Someone needs to intervene, though.
Yeah, just intervene. Send him so many things that he has no choice. So much things.
All right, here's Buck with sports.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, this one, she's suing him for $50 million.
Yeah. And is using a high-profile attorney, Busby, who some say is a slime ball or ambulance chaser type guy. He's represented a bunch of the women that went against Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and he, I don't know what to make of him because that's a legit story. Like, yeah. Those are not.
No, it was like 26-plus women.
But those are not made up.
No, but
he's. And he represents all of them. Yeah. So that leads me to believe, okay, he's like the Gloria Allred of men, or of women.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she represents women too, but you know what I mean.
He's the new version.
Yeah, so I don't know what to make of this guy, but it is, he's kind of a red flag.
Yeah.
You know, when you see him, you're like.
Well, Gloria Allred's a little bit too, in that, like, you want to believe people, but at the same time, some of those lawsuits, and you got to be careful because, you know, it's he said, she said, but sometimes with her, and in this cases like this, a lot of it does come off to some people as merely a shakedown and a smear campaign and give me money and I'll go away.
Well, here's laid out for you. This girl, this is the girl that was in the Shannon Sharp famous.
No, she was not. She left. She wanted to leave.
No, this is the girl who got upset when when that other thing happened. She had been seeing him.
Oh, I see.
And he had this other dalliance that went live on Instagram.
I misread that. It says she wanted to end things following his now infamous Instagram live streaming incident.
Yeah, because it was with someone else.
Yes. She claims he raped her right after that. So they met at a gym in LA in 2023.
He was like 56. She was 20 or 21, something like that. They
began a consensual relationship.
Yes.
She stated he was controlling and verbally abusive throughout their time together. Then she wanted to end it. She then claims he raped her. In addition to issuing denials, Sharp's attorney stated that prior to filing her suit, she actually secretly recorded him, edited the video, and is now using it in an attempt to shake him down for the $50 million. So here is what Sharp released today. And it's something here. So.
It is, it is something.
One second.
Yeah.
So he put this on his Twitter. And it's a statement by Lanny J. Davis, counsel to Shannon Sharp. Quote, I want you to put a dog collar around my neck and choke me with it while we're.
Yeah.
End quote. Yeah. That is from Gabriella. So they name her, by the way. She's Jane Doe in the lawsuit, but they name her. Her name is Gabriella Zuniga.
Mm-hmm.
This is a text to Shannon Sharp, October 7th, 2023. So that was not Shannon Sharp to the attorney.
No.
Or the attorney to Shannon Sharp. Wouldn't that have been something?
No.
He accidentally leaks his attorney's text where they're doing it.
Whoops.
Shannon Sharp secretly gay.
Yeah. There is a bunch of the text, and they are a little.
She says, quote, I know you missed this big juicy ass. $25K for each cheek.
I ate ass.
End quote.
Yeah.
All right. And she also said. Well, actually, there's more, but I'll get to that in a second. He then writes, this lawsuit, filed by Gabriella Zuniga and orchestrated by her attorney, Tony Busby, is a blatant and cynical attempt to shake down Mr. Sharp for millions of dollars. It is filled with lies, distortions, and misrepresentations, and it will not succeed. Mm-hmm. In her effort to extract a large financial settlement, Ms. Zuniga presented Mr. Sharp with a secretly recorded video of a consensual encounter. We believe the video has been heavily edited and taken entirely out of context, crafted to falsely portray a consensual act as non-consensual. Mm-hmm. She then refuses to provide a copy of the full unedited version of the recording to Mr. Sharp's legal team. To set the record straight, we are releasing several of Ms. Zuniga's own explicit text messages to Mr. Sharp that clearly indicate the nature of their relationship was consensual and sexual in nature, and in many cases initiated by her with specific and graphic requests.
Yeah, and some of these after the alleged... She claims that he raped her on two occasions, but these messages come after those alleged rapes. So, you know, I never know what to make of these things. Because you want to believe people, but $50 million and basically, you know, hey, you pay us and this goes away. You refuse to pay, so we continue to sue. And then supposedly after you rape someone, they're sending you a message that's asking for $25,000 per cheek of their juicy butt. That, you know, it seems problematic. It's like the Trevor Bauer thing. Like that gal You know, it just
they all have their own feel.
Yes.
This one feels like bull.
It does. Yes.
And I thought Shannon Sharp was married. He's not married.
No, he's not.
I thought he was married.
No.
Which was the whole thing about that whole him grunting like a horse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Remember that vid?
I do remember that vid.
Well, yeah, his whole thing was like, I'm a healthy adult male just engaging in healthy activities.
But I thought the whole problem with that was that he was married. He's not even married.
No, the problem with it was that it was live on Instagram.
I know, he didn't mean to do it.
Well, look.
Or maybe he did.
Shannon, I think Shannon likes to have a good time.
Well, he's got some
problematic
stuff in his past, too, with exes.
Yes.
And he's got a couple kids, and nobody knows who the mom of the kids is, or the two daughters, anyway.
You know.
It's been a wild ride with Shannon Sharp.
Wild
but
ride.
In this instance, I mean, come on, man. She says, I want to put my in your and then marry you.
Yeah.
She says, that's my daddy. I want you to put a big black baby in me.
Yeah.
This is a text message to him.
Yeah.
These are after the alleged dates of the rapes.
The rapes.
You better crave it because you're going to be stuck with it for life after you put a big black baby in me.
Die.
God.
Die.
And by the way, if I'm Shannon Sharp, bro. Red flags.
Run the other direction, dummy.
What are you doing?
Well, she's an Instagram hot. So he's 56. She was 21. They met at a gym. She's an Instagram hot. I know what she's doing.
Well, I know you know what she's doing. I'm saying, Sharp, wake up, dude. There are other hots.
Yeah.
This one, those things that she is saying right there, you should never touch her again. You should turn those over to an attorney and protect yourself.
Problem with that is, you know what they say about the crazy ones. You know, it's
the hot crazy index.
Hot crazy index.
Dude.
Now you're getting sued for $50 million.
Up and to the right.
I will say it's a bold thing to do to file a lawsuit for $50 million when you're sending someone text that you claim is abusing you and that has raped you.
Well, it just screams of like, hey, how about you negotiate with me and I'll take $5 million.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what she wants.
Yeah.
And he ain't going to do it. And
well,
I hope he
does. And by the way, how did we go from 25 a cheek to 50 million? You want to talk about inflation? My goodness. Should have just given 25 for each cheek. You would have gotten enough
cheek. She lowballed her own cheeks.
I know. 25.
That's a mistake.
By the way, that's a different tax bracket that I'm in. 20 for a cheek? 25,000? That's a sonata.
Oh, I just assumed it was 25 million for each cheek.
No, 25K.
She said 25K.
Okay. 25K.
Well, now the lawsuit's for 25 million a cheek.
BTJ can't get a hold of that because if she's asking for 25 a cheek, it's a lot.
Well, I had to do it. There is your segment titled Put a Big Black Baby in Me. Black, please. Thank you.
Unfortunately, this remember Zion fell victim to this.
Mariah Mills.
That crazy lady. Who was it? You know, he got off. It didn't really stick, but who's the Seahawks' big rookie defensive tackle? The kid out of Texas. Why can't I think of his name?
It's escaping me, too. Was it Brown?
No. Why am I drawing a
Because you're an idiot.
I am an idiot. Why am I drawing a total blank on this?
His name is
Byron Murphy.
Byron Murphy.
He had one of these. He had a transsexual Instagram model that outed him and released a bunch of his messages, and those were also very graphic too.
But and like, he had just recently posted on Instagram him proposing to his fiance.
Why is he posing to his fiance? And then there was a, like I said, there was a trans influencer Instagram model that was like, whoa, check this out. It's insane. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, those Instagram, man. You start sending those Instagram DMs. Those are out there forever. Where in this case, you know, until you settle a $50 million lawsuit. Again.
Now, see, here's where she's, well, I don't want to call her smart, but here's where these things often go.
Yeah.
It's cheaper for him
to settle.
To just settle with her. Give her a little bit of scratch and that's what's it's not smart, it's just really
it's just the system. It's the system. And but I hope that if he didn't do this, and I would tend
doesn't
to think
sound
that this
like
doesn't
he
really
did.
Sound I hope he fights it. I hope he does. And he said he will. He's like, no, man, I'm not gonna get shook down by this. Maybe does he come back and offer the 25 a cheek? 50K.
Hey, 50, that's what you said originally.
50K.
I got geeted in.
Shannon Sharp. Well, I think he just...
I'm geeted in.
What an animal.
Yeah, he is. He was... When I was in Denver, my brief time, he was well known. Let's just say that. Shannon was well known amongst the Denver ladies community. Liked to have a good time. Look up his grunts if you doubt me.
I think we have him in the system. I'm looking for him.
His grunts?
Yeah.
Oh, we're actually going to play the grunts?
The grunts are hilarious. God.
Gross.
Oh, that's beautiful, Rob. That's just...
No, it's not. You think Rick Riz...
Oh,
and his
my
wife?
Gosh.
You think that's the...
Ah, don't.
Honey,
Shannon Shaw was having sex.
What?
That was Stephen
Hayes. Hayes' clock is white.
Stephen A.
Does he make all statements in that way?
I think maybe we should start doing that. I want to start making blatant statements and just yelling.
Isaac Rupp is great.
A healthy, active male.
It's him defending himself.
Do we have the grunts or what?
I'm looking for them. I don't know what they were. We didn't have them for our show. I'm trying to find them.
They're not. Speak for yourself.
We don't want that.
Shannon Shaw was having sex.
We've got it. Thank you.
NFL draft rumors. They've begun. Next on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You stumbled. Is it involving cheeks?
It involves grunts, twins.
Big babies being placed in people.
I'm
still trying to figure out if it's real.
I saw this circulating before and I wasn't sure and I didn't have time to kind
of
look.
Yeah, Buck was afraid of getting ball sacked again.
Well, I should be. Yeah, he should be. Yeah. And I am quite, I don't know.
There's a lot.
I don't really know what's going on.
We need to research that. And if that's real, we're playing it. That's fantastic. The NFL draft rumors have begun, Jace.
Yes.
Of course, you don't care. You don't even, they even cover the NFL draft in Italy?
I'm guessing not. I don't think NFL is...
You guys going to go get a beer at Sbarro's and watch the NFL draft in Rome?
I don't know. The time difference, are they 9 hours ahead of us? I think.
I don't know. You're the one going East Coast.
Yeah, I think it's 9 hours ahead. I'm sure at night I will keep abreast of the NFL draft. You know, see what happens.
Well, they're talking about a team trading up to get Jackson Dart.
I will say that I saw that it's the first time in years. I mean, it's I want to say it's like 2004 that we're at this point in the draft and we've yet to have a first round pick traded. Everyone owns their first round pick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that'll change. But the truth of the matter is there's just not a lot of prospects that people want. I mean, most people at this point, and remember, draft is consensus. It's like groupthink, right? So it only takes one team to view someone differently than others, and stuff can change. Most people think there's only about 4 to 5 real elite players in this draft. And then after that, the difference basically between 6 and 30, there's not much difference. Or in the case of like, if you think you're getting a guy at 25, you can probably get the same guy in most people's boards at 40. So in order to get drafts or in order to get trades to move up, there has to be someone that you think is worthy of moving up. And right now there's really not.
So well, the one that is out there is that Jackson Dart is who the Giants are targeting.
But certainly not.
But not at 3.
No. So the idea is... that there's not a quarterback outside of Cam Ward, including Shedeur Sanders, that you would want in the top 3 or 4. So the idea is for one of these teams that needs a quarterback, Cam Ward's going to go number one to Tennessee. And then after that, if you're the Giants or the Browns, do you take, do you take the elite pass rusher? Do you take the elite tight end? Do you take one of the elite offensive tackles? And then you trade back up into the draft, let's say somewhere in the teens or in the 20s, and grab your quarterback, whether that's Shedeur Sanders if he falls, although I don't think he would fall that far. But the idea is if Jackson Dart is the next guy on the board, you always want to get a quarterback in the first round, even if it's with the last pick in the first round, a la Lamar Jackson, because you get an extra year of cost control. But look, if you're talking about Shuck or Jackson Dart or one of these other guys, like you're now just grabbing at straws, because in any other year, none of these guys would sniff the first round. I mean, let's be honest, Shedeur Sanders in a lot of drafts would be a borderline first round pick at all, let alone someone that could go 2 or 3.
Well, they're talking about Brian Daboll really liking Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll trade up and get him.
Well, and if you're Brian Daboll, like, I mean, you got to do something because you're about to get your ass fired. So if you think Jackson Dart is your savior, I mean, good luck. But you're not going to take Jackson Dart at number 3. So the draft will be very interesting because you'll see what Cleveland and New York, who both need quarterbacks, they're sitting there at 2 and 3. Cam Ward goes 1. Does Shedeur Sanders go 2 and 3? And if he doesn't, where does that slide? Where does that slide? Because New England doesn't need one. Jacksonville doesn't need one. The Raiders at 6.
Sounds like they're heavy on Genty.
Yep. And then you go all the way down. New Orleans at 9. Is there something there? Or at that point, if he gets down and we're now in the 16, 17 range, now you got Seattle at 18. They just signed Darnold, but is that an option? But you get into 18, 19. Now is when you take a look as does someone try to come up if Shedeur Sanders is still there? And then when you get into the 20s and into the 30s, that's when maybe a Jackson Dart. Can you move up with Kansas City or Philadelphia or Buffalo? 30, 31, 32. Can you, and teams that don't have specific needs. I mean, if you're Philly, Kansas City, and Buffalo, you're just, your teams are set. So can you get an extra pick by letting someone move up into that to take a Jackson Dart? But as of right now, no movement in the draft, and maybe not a lot of movement is going to happen again because there's not value there in moving up.
All right, well, that's it for sports. We've got Lion attack news. Someone is dead, Jace.
Well, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Unless they asked.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They did not.
No.
They got eaten by a lion.
Like that kid. Remember the kid in the, I think it was the San Francisco Zoo that was taunting the tiger? It was a tiger and was like throwing pine cones at him. Kind of had that one coming.
Then they...
Yeah, the tiger jumped out.
Tiger pulled him in there.
The tiger jumped out and used, I think, his friend's legs to pull himself up out of the cage, and then, yeah.
Yeah, well, this isn't that.
No, it's not that.
So we'll get to that story to kick off the club next on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.